So another question is from Yashoda Priya Dasi, who has asked me to share my vision on the books of Dr. OBL Kapoor, otherwise known as Adi Keshav Prabhu. I'm specifically interested to know your opinion regarding his biographies of the saints of Vraja. It has been recently published in Russian by devotees outside ISKCON, and our devotees are enchanted by it. Still, some maintain doubts about it. Should ISKCON devotees read this book? His other book, The Saints of Bengal, is less popular since most of our devotees are aware of the existence of Sakhi, Beki, etc. that it depicts. Sakhi, Beki means men dressing as women with the idea that by doing so they will adopt the mood of a gopi, and this way Krishna will be pleased with them. This is an aberrant sampradaya within Vaishnavism. So such saints are depicted in the book of OBL Kapoor, and ISKCON devotees can understand that because he has described some bogus things, that this book is not very reliable. Then he has another book, Saints of Vraja, which was translated from Hindi to English and now from English to Russian, probably. It might have been translated directly from Hindi to Russian. And we don't find in that book the same kind of bogus descriptions as are in the Saints of Bengal. However, it suggests that if in one book he writes about so many bogus things, that his other books are also suspect. Now, this OBL Kapoor, Obihari Lal Kapoor, was initiated by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as Adi Keshav Das. But shortly after the departure from this world of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he became a follower of one Gauranga Das Babaji, who was in the line of another sampradaya that is certified by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati as bogus. The line that decries the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and instead for loud chanting in kirtan they chant a mantra which was introduced by the founder of their sampradaya, Sri Radha Rama Charan Das Babaji, and that mantra goes Nitai Gaur Bhaja Nitai Gaur Radhe Sham Japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram. So he became a follower of this Gauranga Das Babaji, which means overall we can't think that he's very reliable. He was Srila Prabhupada considered him to be a friend. He had a very friendly relationship that was seen by many disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada approved of one book that he wrote in English. He was a good writer in English. What is that called? It's about the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, something like that. I can't remember. And it is a good scholarly, but not very difficult to understand, overview of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he also submitted at least one article which was printed in Bhakti Gaudiya that was called Vrindavan, the highest paradise, and there was maybe some other article also. So he has written some things which are philosophically very good, but that doesn't mean everything he has written is very good, or that his overall understanding of Krishna consciousness is in line with that which we have understood from Srila Prabhupada and who understood from his guru. I once visited OBL Kapoor, as he was generally known, and I don't think he ever used this name, Adi Keshav Das. He was he, after retiring, he was a professor in Allahabad University. After retiring, he lived for many years in Vrindavan, just next to the Radharaman temple. I visited him once in that home of his. When I was collecting material for writing about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So at some point in our discussion, his servant or whatever, I can't remember, maybe it was his wife, or brought in tea. He didn't offer it to me, but took it himself. And I said, well, tea? What's all this? You know, I mean, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't allow, the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they don't drink tea. So I pointed this out to him. I asked what's going on. And he cited that in 1936, during the parikrama of Raja Mandal, that was headed by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, tea drinking was allowed. I didn't inquire further about this, but I later thought that, yes, that may have been allowed, but not for the initiated devotees. It may have been allowed for persons who were newcomers. Just like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur allowed those who found it too difficult to go barefoot due to the many thorns in many areas of Rajamandal, he allowed them to wear soft shoes, although you're not supposed to do parikrama with shoes. So, this Saints of Raja book, it describes, yeah, it's clear what the title means. But in this regard, it is worthwhile to remember that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself recounted that when he had asked his Diksha Guru, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, about the saints of Raja, he said that there are so many reputed sadhus there that Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj had replied, all bogus. Two words, shabbejal. All bogus. And that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself, after finishing the parikrama of Rajamandal, shortly after completing that with all his disciples, he clapped his hand to his head and said, I traveled throughout all of Rajamandal and I couldn't find any real devotee, all neophytes. That was his analysis. So we should be careful. About what we read, about what we think, about the conceptions that we develop, about spiritual life. Our role models, our exemplars, are Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Okay.